Okay, of course, Yurik has found a post that I need to read. She says, read this. I'm like, all right, hold on, gotta go find it. It's on here somewhere. Can't find this person. Gotta be near the bottom. Maybe. No. Somewhere. Where is this post? Ah. Interesting. I don't know. Interesting themes. Alright, let's go to the questions, shall we? And trust me, I have plenty. And we start. Gleebs asks, what do you think of the Nobgoblin Elite Guard uniform as a day one pull? If you're going anything faster than 3 days, you're really not going to have... Well, a 3 day, I guess you could maybe pull it... Yeah, 3 day, you could pull it off and use it. And still have enough pulls for day two and day three. For a 2 day, no. For a 1 day, no. Jello Boy, question for the show. Why is Ashlyn a meanie butt? Giggles. Because you're a poopy head. Evil Batwitch, is there a plan to make the Crimbo stuff that only Uncle Crimbo could put together more usable? During the new White Citadel crest, I got a googly eye, a piece of felt, and a piece of stuffing. Great. I said, I can make a stuffed doppelshifter. Wait, no, I can't. They also still have the Crimbo descriptions. Just curious. That was my first thought. I was like, whoa, that'd be pretty cool, but... Oh, wait, I can't do anything, so... I don't know. Maybe? Maybe not. Who knows? That would be a great question to ask Monday night. Gleeb says, my Sawcore character is now capable of doing 3 day runs. What should I do to prepare for a 2 day run attempt? Okay. If you have some kind of plastic swords, those help with your drinks. And you have to really kind of sit down and think out your pull set. Don't go into it blindly and just boom. Oh crap, because, you know. It's really interesting. Lilith and I have completely two different ideas. And Lilith, as you know, is a clanmate of mine and another DJ. And we have very subtle differences on our pull sets. You know, I tend to pull one outfit and farm for the other one, and she's vice versa. And that's just a preference of difference. You know. Lilith asked me if anybody's meat-pasted attempt those redropping Crimbo bits, and I don't know if anybody has or not. But anyway, back to the pulls. I mean, you pretty much, you know, you have to realize kind of thing. You have to think about, okay, what things should I pull versus what things should I farm? Like, for example, you should pull your star equipment. You should pull keys that you can't get easily. Okay? You should pull things that you need. Your Mr. Accessories, your foods, your drinks, things to auto sell and use meat for donations and to fund your buffs. Certain equipment that lets you basically, in essence, pass by quests, such as three ores. And so that's kind of where, you know, those decisions play out. You know, I pulled the harem outfit, and you're like, well, why the hell would you do that? And I'm going, well, because the sooner I get out of this area, the sooner I'm down in the menagerie farming high stats. Whereas Lil's like, but that's easy to pull. I'm going to pull the swashbuckler outfit. I'm like, okay, I'm not. I'm going to farm for that. I'm going to farm for it, because in that area, that's good stats. That's good stats for that area. And that's fine. And even if it takes me a little bit longer, the stats between there and what's in the orchasm is not that much different. And so I was okay with that. So it's really kind of, you know, just a little bit of a different personality. And Lil says that she had to pull part of the harem because it eventually was getting silly on her. So you kind of have to play it by ear. I mean, usually a lot of times you react. you know, if you run the daily dungeon, you pull a key, then you only have to pull two more. If you don't pull a key, well, now you got to pull three. So it really just kind of, you know, is different. So, all right. Arthur Den 7 asks, in order to keep a level 15 skill as hardcore permanent, do you need to have owned that skill while you were in hardcore? Can you free the king before getting the skill? Once you free the king, hardcore stops. But since your softcore skills don't show up during that run, even when you free the king, I don't know. That's kind of a, you know, a thought there. I don't know. Honestly. I would assume that it is okay to do it then. Yeah, don't wait. Yes, it is, because I've done that before. I've gotten skills after I freed the king and gotten my stuff, so yeah. Let's see here. Bob128 asks, thoughts on what the undiscovered trophies are and how to earn them? That's a topic, not a question. Eat stuff, drink stuff, blow stuff up, give away stuff. I don't have a clue. I did get the three amigos on Dark Eagle today. That was nice. Now I just gotta get on Ash. Leather asks, the White Citadel quest, should we even bother? In a fast run, a 2 to 3 day run, no. Unless you like to collect those things. Enemy Lasagna says, hey, what's better, the green cupcake or the orange cupcake for stat gains? The orange cupcake gives you 3 stats per attack. The green cupcake gives you 10 monster levels. And it's pretty much a given that 10 monster levels will give you 2 stat points, so the orange is going to be better by a stat point per adventure. But worst case than worst, green is better than no. Let's see here. Gorblack's newbie question number 1, how do you open the sunken chest? Nah. Enemy Lasagna, what do you think about the new item of the month, the hat? It's not a bad item for a softcore person who is, you know, for the buff boss have a field day with it. Because it extends your buffs, it gives you magic point regeneration for running turns. It's not bad. You know, hardcore is obviously useless because you can't use it. It's not a bad item. It's not a bad item at all. Corflax newbie, Pyro One's a bitch, asks, I need a clan, what do I do? Go make one or go beg. Corflax newbie questions, never asks what giant, what class do you choose with the giant? You don't. Da-da-dawn. In Lasagna, what's the best familiar to use when wanting to finish quest quickly? A lot of times I will keep my stat gain familiar on unless I am dramatically in need of a very fast gaining of items, which at that point I will switch over to a item drop familiar. But as soon as I have the items, I switched over and moving on. Yerkass, I opened the sunken chest with boxing gloves on. I don't know. If you know, I have to wear boxing gloves to open the damn chest, then, damn, I need to find what these boxing gloves are. So I usually say stat gain or item gain, depending on whatever I need. Enemy Lasagna, is it easier to do a teetotaler or a boost a Farian path? I still say it's easier to do a teetotaler because it is much easier to get food than drink, but with all of the drink changes, Boostafarian has become a lot better. What are you talking about? Nick asks, when will the Grim Grimmsite site be constructed? Oh, it won't. That's where they're getting the Grimmsite foam to make the items. Let's see here. Need to do some cutting and pasting here real quick so I don't lose these questions, because, you know, that's just the way I have to do it. Okay, got them all. Moving on. Gore Black's another newbie question, which obviously not a good one. In Lasagna, which is better when starting out new? The Slug Lord Pants, Dr. Hobo's Scalpel, or the Dolphin King's Crown? Scalpel was nice to have for a little bit. I think the Slug Pants give you stench resistance. I don't know. I don't really get any of those, honestly. But, of course, when you're starting out brand new and you have no skills, and you have no stuff, I would probably get all three. Gorblax asks, oh, why doesn't the hunter buy hippo skins anymore? Because the RNG hates us. This is the untouchable store poner. Whatever. Sailor Bowser asks, I am about to complete my second sorcerer run. I perm sauce crafting my first run. What should I make permanent this time around? I am kind of in a, you know, split between two skills with that. One of them being expert panhandling because it does increase your meat drops. And I'm also then thinking about, oh, where is it? Impetuous sauciness, because that would double the length of your potions. And then also Elemental Sauce Sphere, which of course is a great catch-all for these little elemental resistances that you need. So I would say one of those three. I think I did Impetuous Sauciness early on because potions, when I was very young and did not have very many skills, played a very vital role in my survival, especially at areas above the beanstalk. So I would go with more than likely Impetuous Sauciness or Elemental Saucer would be my guess. In Lasagna, what's the best ice item? I like the Sigils, but that's just me. Depends on what you need it for. Whatever you need it for, that's the best ice item. Because it's all the same thing. Solar Plexus, I unfortunately started playing World of Warcraft and left this game for 7 months. Dude, I'm sorry, but you've broken free. And that's a good first step. We're here for you, man. We're here for you. My 16 Ascension account is gone, but I'm starting again. What did I miss, and what should I know? Let's see here. 7 months puts you back to December, almost. January. So, let's see here. You've missed the whole moon changes. With the moonlit, you've missed the April Fools, you've missed St. Sneaky Pete Oyster Day, you've missed some of the new skills have come out, some of the item areas have been reworked a little bit, Jick's gonna move 90 Sorceress to level 13 one of these days. I mean, the basics of the game that you knew is still there, you know, get to level 11, ascend, move on. Just that some of the things along the way have changed slightly, and there's a bunch more trophies now. Emily Lasagna, apart from radio, what is the best chat channel to chat on? I like Lounge myself. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist. So, radio, yeah, radio is good. Oh, I can't do that one here, so. Clan, that's a great chat there. Elfie asks, what do I think the Penguin Mafia is up to? Oh, probably about a couple billion meat at this point, probably. Emily Lasagna, was the biggest mistake you ever made in this game, one you should look back on filled with regret? I would have to say just not being in chat when Black Sunday happened, because I was at a very dramatic disadvantage in that early game set against players who had billions of meat, or trillions of meat, and I had squat nothing with trying to get things, and so that kind of sucked. But, you know, in the long run, what would have gotten me? It would have gotten me maybe a couple of extra familiars, and it would have gotten me maybe some other items, and so, you know, shrugs. I mean, I've not really screwed up anything dramatically. I've never sold any bad item. I've never, you know, been scammed. out of anything, because I'm not an idiot who falls for that crap. So I guess that's about it. Nick is going, what about the level 15 sorcerer skill? You need that for high main. But early on, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Early on, if you can make Chao mains, then you're fine. And early on, that's fine. Until you get a basic set of skills to work. You know, there's a lot of set now, whether it's the people who are making characters now to ascend quickly, setting up an LTS synergy, and then there are players who basically, in essence, making characters that are the uber farmers, quote-unquote, who have a different skill set earlier on than others, and they stop ascending. And you know what? That's fine. As long as you don't have five of those and they're all multis for your main character. Then there's an issue with that. So, I think the massive emphasis on I think the massive emphasis that has been putting on to the high mains, that, oh my god, these level 15 skills now become high-end, early-on skills, I don't buy that. Because I'm looking at a beginning character, and the people who are saying this are people who don't have them, but they have 15, 20 other skills, are like, oh wow, boy, I wish I had this earlier. And I'm sitting here going, no. A beginning character can work just fine making reagent foods first, then making chow mains, if not at about the same time, and getting a basic platform of basic skills that you need to be able to survive efficiently before you worry about, okay, well, now let me go ahead and get the high mains. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just my thought on this. I don't think that that's a priority importance. If you tell me that I should be taking level 15 skills over, you know, other stuff, then I don't grab that. And yes, Nick, I know you can't do Chao Mains without the level 15 Pasta Master skill, but my point is, you can make reagent foods and live off those quite well, especially in hardcore, as Ash did for the longest time, without needing Chao Mains. And so Chao Mains becomes kind of one of those things where, okay, I get this skill and I can now do Chao Mains. Well, see, but then you've got to get two more skills to make high mains all on your own. And so all I'm saying is, reagent food should really be your first food goal, then focus to Chao Mains. Then, later on, focus to high mains. Plus, the prices are still bouncing around, and I'm surprised that chow mains are almost down, almost, to where they used to be about 3 months ago, which blows my mind, that there's a 2,000 meat, basically, increase in just net cost, because you have the adventure, and you have the MSG. And they're almost getting close to start selling for how much they used to sell for. And I'm like, that's just ridiculous. So I'm kind of amazed on that. Cut and paste. Gore Black says, my biggest mistake would not be taking off your pants on New Year's. I was asleep. And guys, whoa. I never said a new player should be making Chao Mains. Thank you for listening to me. That's a secondary skill. Quit blue message spamming me going, durr. You know, reagent foods. That's early on what you should go for. Or low mains. You can't make those, though. Because, anyway... Reagent foods. Developers. Reagent foods. Moving on. Theranix says, what's the best stat to build when trying to tackle the sorceress as a turtle tamer? Your muscle. your muscle. Because Moxie doesn't help you, and if you can at least hit it harder, then it'll damage more. Cleve says, since I wasn't able to catch last night's show, how many other bumps did you get? No new ones. I only got like 3 or 4 total. What's 3 or 4 ferrets saying? Elfie, I got your question and I answered it. Now quit it. Arthur then says, I'm trying to get Golden Meat Stack as fast as possible. You can get more adventures a day during a hardcore no-path ascension as a pasta master than as a teetotaler, right? At least after getting the penultimate family airship. This is assuming you have all the crafting skills of Pasta Master, Sorcerer, and Disco Bandits, and also Pulverize. This would be under a mysticality sign. Well, it doesn't really matter your class or anything else. You're always going to get more skills on a no-path than as the teetotaler because you have the extra additive ability of being able to drink. And so a no-path is good if you have just any type of beverages that you couldn't get from teetotaler. I mean, I can make reagent foods fairly simple, and then I could get, you know, some drinks from somewhere, and then if I can cocktail craft them, then boom, I have decent drinks, and I'm going to have more turns with the drinks than I would without. So yeah, if you're going to go meat stack, hands down, you should be doing it as a hardcore no-path. Girl Black says, wow, a semi-valid question to newbie. How do I get the Untinkerer screwdriver if I can go inside the Degrassi Knoll? Talk to everybody. Someone eventually will find it. Amazonia says, which trophy do you find the most satisfying? I should go look. Mini stretches. Let me go see my trophies. Let's see here. Which ones do I really like the most? Yeah, the Yeti ones are okay. Tiny Plastic's okay. I have to say, this is going to sound bad. People are going to be pissy at me, but I don't care. I have to say 99 Red Balloons. Because I worked a long time for that. I didn't just go, oh, look, I have all everything I need. Boom, there it is. I slowly worked on it. And I also like Gordcore. And Golden Meat Stack I plan on doing next, and that's going to be fun as well. Amazonia asked, excited guys, this is the Amazonia show. Oh, by the way, Amazonia, you about got mugged last Jick and Exploiter, or Jick and Scully show, because something you suggested, they're like, yeah, we should probably just nerf this. And people are like, dude, if they nerf this, Amazonia dies. So, you might want to watch what questions you send to the Chicken Scully. What is your favorite class, Zodiac sign, and Zodiac location, and why? Possum, mind control device, and I don't care about the class, because they give me good stats, and when I run my teat runs, I get more adventures. Again, in Amazonia, what are the best things to pull from Hanks if you want to get to level 7 in one day? This was my pull set. I pulled 2 icicles, a wax lips, 3 Mr. Accessory type items, meat engine, dope wheels, dinghy planks, 4 chow mein, 1 drink. I'm forgetting something. Rock and roll legend. And I can get to level 7 anytime I want on day 1. I mean, honestly, if you have the icicles and you set to mind control device, level 7's a snap. Level 8 is fairly reachable most of the time. Level 9 can be almost reached, if not reached on a static. Especially when you have a lot of right equipment. Let's see here. Amazonia says, do you think the wand is worth getting if you can do the Turtle Tamer crafting skill and want to finish the run as quick as possible? The wand helps sometimes when you're not getting keys in hardcore runs. You can mutate them around to what you need. But, you know, that's just another issue. Gleaves asks why I pull the planks so I don't forget to pull them later. And I have the spot. I actually have, on my 3-day softcore pulls, minus hardcore rewards, I have 4 pulls that I have blank. And that's including pulling the planks. So I can still then pull 3 pieces of... I can go ahead and pull the swashbuckle outfit, and that still gives me a pull that I could pull pretty much anything I wanted or needed. But I pull the planks because I have to pull it eventually, and I have the pull to spare. I don't want to lose that pull. Mr. Lasagna, what is the most overstated ultra rare? I don't know. Bayou? I don't know. Bastard Sword? I don't know. If I had 100 billion meat, what are all the things you'd buy? There's a couple of familiars I want, that's about it. Torblax, Roland of Gilead asked which effects he should have to take on the naughty sorceress. Every effect you can find. Just have them all on. Because it won't matter. Yes, I'm a bastard. Speaking of... Yeah, Gleaves, yes they are. Because I looked at prices of those day and I'm like, wow, I remember those used to auto-sell at minimum. And now they don't. Bahu, how useful are the new drinks in White Citadel compared to soda water? Worth it and hardcore to do the quest? I don't know. I'm not in hardcore right now, so I wouldn't know. But I still say no. Justice1234, with Xiaomain's prices going up, what's a great food or a good food to do softcore runs with? Xiaomain's. And high mains, or reagent foods. Those would be pretty much your 3 choices. And it just depends on how much you want to spend to get them. Eterino, are the Cloaca Cola drinks the White Citadel meet efficient for hardcore runners? I've actually not done the math of meat per mana point that you get back, so I honestly do not know. But again, the question is, are the adventures that you spend to get to the White Citadel, are you gaining or losing meat with respect to what you could be getting somewhere else? And that, of course, is the question. Hey, if I go back to Mr. Lasagna, if you go back in time, what would you tell yourself at what point related to KOL? I would, like, tell myself how to do find all these trophies and, like, just find all these trophies and just be, like, the uber god of... Wow, look at me, I found all these trophies. Since, you know, I'm so very much egotistical and want all the spotlight on myself at all given times. Gore Black says, and last newbie question he sent me, what was the best way to loot clans? Which apparently they said, oh wait, never mind, he got that confused with combat. Mr. Lasagna, do you see any use for the Grimoire? Yeah, there's plenty of use. Makes hilarious objects that make great items in combat and make great collections and make outfits for stasis. And yeah, there's use for it. Ricky Kiki Taco, disturbing fanfics? Nah. Mr. Lasagna, what's the best holiday to start hardcore under? It doesn't matter. You go on stat days. Mr. Lasagna, what was the best in time of the Penguin Mafia? What was the best bit of it, in your opinion? Oh. I have to say, the best part was really when everybody was taking sides. You had people who were defending the Yetis, and people who were hiding in Villa, bowing down to the Don, and then the hits came out, and I just laughed. Just laughed. You'd be like, oh my god, I'm getting green spammed. Well, if you didn't buy 17,000 protection contracts, then you wouldn't be. Oh. You wouldn't be fussing about that now, would you? Cut and paste. Gleebs asked me again about the Knob Goblin outfit. I said it only if it's on a 3-day or longer run. Softcore. Oh, yawn. Gleeps asked when I take my 5 shore trips. ASAP or level 9, so they'll give you more stats. I tend to wait until level 9 because they do give me a bit more stats, and also that I just a lot of times don't have the meat to buy them then. So, that's why I do that. Let's see here. Fearful Ferret asks about how long does it take for the golden meat stack, and how do you go about it in the most efficient way without stainless steel, plexi, or permanent skills? Number one, you get a lot of Avengers, so you know you want to eat good foods and good drinks. Number two, you want to have items that are good meat, good meat dropping items. So you can go to the wiki, you can go dressing for success, and scroll down and find a good meat drop item and equipment outfits that you could wear. Oh, I got a yawn. Excuse me. And that would give you kind of some ideas. And then pretty much farm the icy peak. And that's about the best way you can do without those stainless steels or plexis or permanent skills. Hey. How many Emeros do you have? See if you have more than I do. Because I collect Emeros too. Let's look, shall we? Let's look. I don't see them. You had them hiding. You had them hiding around here somewhere. They've got to be. And I've got how many? I've got this is Riveting Radio looking at rubber Emero outfits. I've got where the hell are my rubber Emeros? Oh wait, they're down here where it's funny. Way the hell down here. 254. Ha ha, I still beat you. Baha. 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 Ha 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 ha. Justice 1234 and Hardcore Oxy Sorcerer and Postomancer, would you use their skills or LTS? I LTS. Once I had that set up, I never went off of it. Because I still believe that the mysticality classes at a high end are still broken. My personal opinion, moving on. Cad says, do you think it's worth killing Ratsworth on a 3-4 day softcore run? If you're doing 3 to 4 days, you're going to have the turns spare to do that, so sure, go ahead, do it. Would not be a problem. Ricky Kiki Taco, would the Grimmicite ever run out? Oh, probably at some day. But who knows? When the hell did I pass you? Since loving friends of mine have sent them to me in trades for other stuff, and I have a network, and I have a pretty mouth. Vanjui says, which equipment is most suitable for... It's not yours, it's mine. Specifically, if we're trying to mine for fish. Dynamite. Let's see what Gwyn's got. Am I catching her yet? Miss Gwyn has way too many Astro Badgers and hobos, by the way. And I think she should send some of those to me for giveaways and contests. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. 319. Oh, I'm catching up to Miss Gwyn as well. Wahahaha. It's going to be a fun little fight. Let's see here. Should actually... Let's just do Rubber Emo Row. Let's see where we rank. Miss Gwyn, do you realize we all severely suck compared to Colin, who has 3,034 of them? And WG and a bunch of sevens, who has 419? Dear God, who is this person? Who is Colin? Who are you? Who are you that you have a... You have an 829,000 player ID number, 180 million meat, a custom avatar... What the fuck? How in the hell did you do that? Fuck. Alright, moving on. Amazonia was the best snow cone in various situations. The snow cone that you use for what you need it for. I use red for meat drops. I use blue for item drops. I use green and orange for stat gains. So, that's however I use it. Let's see here. Cut and paste. Do-do-do. Paste. He could have a lot of money to donate, but for he has 180 million. And a golden and three golden Mr. accessories. That just is fishy. He won a ton of me on the MMG. Okay. Why can't the MMG be that nice to me? Oh, no. Hi, Ashelon. Let me have that 5 million that you just put out there in 7 bets and eat every fucking one of them. Count asks, what seal clubber skill do you think I should hardcore permanent? I was planning getting Eye of the Stoat and then doing another run with a shill to take Thrust Mac or Lunging Thrust Mac. What do you think? I think that's an excellent, excellent plan. I really do. Justice says, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it says, not to mention, Impetuous Sauciness gives you 30 adventures worth of potions, well over 15 gives you 25 adventures. Alright, fair enough. Zildgulf says, I am level 13 in my Apostomancer run. Is it worth waiting to get access to the Walk of Ages, or should I go ahead and do a Seal Clubber run to get Lunging Thrust Mac? If you're going to do a softcore run this next run, I don't know if you're doing hardcore softcore, but pretty much, unless you're basically trying to build up some meat, or you're going to use those chow mains that you could make in that next run, go ahead and ascend. Like I said, I still don't think the level 15 skills are a necessity basic set of skills. I mean, you should be working on setting up an LTS Eye of the Stoat combo with added damage and some initiative and some spell added damage spells. You should be working on your passive drop plus bonuses. You should be working on things that give you fundamentals of food and drink. And then you go for the bigger stuff. Get your basics down, then go for your advanced skills. So. Ricky Kiki Taco was the least necessary item. Well, it used to be the Flaming Crutch, but I guess now it's Disturbing Fanfic, isn't it? That still has no use. I think that's still it. Count says, trying to get the White Citadel is good for meat and stats. It was the best place for me to do at level 6. Okay. Imizanya, what is the best strategy when it comes to the Inanni Sorceress Familiar puzzles? There's not one. You put in the right familiar and you beat hers, and then you go to the next one and you see what it is, and then you put in the next one. Divernon says, is it worth it to spend a few adventures with the Badger as a hardcore Moxie class to get 1 to 2 crossbows? See, now that is kind of one of the questions to contention right now, is hardcore-wise, how extremely worthwhile is getting, say, a Munchies pill or the crossbows? And that's a question that I've really not sat and sorted with yet. Because you can do it without, and as a Moxie class, yes, those crossbows are just hot sex. I don't know. I would say if you're absolutely struggling with your Moxies, and it's not because you're missing, because you're hitting and not hitting enough, go get the crossbows. If it's because basically you suck and you swing and miss and then you get slaughtered, those crossbows are not going to help you because you can't hit the monster in the first place. So I don't know. The Three asks, random question, how and why did you start collecting star stuff? Alright. Before Ascension, and this is about 2 months before, I was like, you know, I don't have a collection of stuff. I just didn't have a collection of stuff. And I said, alright, what's in the game that I want to start collecting? Looked around. I said, you know what, I'm going to collect stars and star charts, because early on I wanted to be an astronomer, and kind of got screwed out of my dream. Damn, the University of Delaware, fuck you. And so I started collecting stars and star charts, and it then expanded to moon glasses, once you realize, oh my god, it's got moons in them. You know, I don't get those very often, because they're somewhat expensive compared to other stuff. And then I started getting, then I got the astronomer badge and some of the ice cream. And it's just kind of grown from there. So that's why I started collecting them. It was my young dreams of being an astronomer and playing with telescopes and figuring out the things. But, you know, shrugs. Oh, to well. Who are we talking about still? Oh, the enormous belt buckle. Oh, yeah. Do I know if any of my students play KOL? Some of them know about the game, but I don't know if they play or not. Do you think it's possible to outmox the 9 sources as a disco bandit? Yeah, because I've done it. Had to. One of my characters, because he was a Mossy class. I was like, oh, this is going to suck. And he was like level 20. Yes. Imizanya, I mean, what's the best strategy level familiar to the puzzle? Sympathy, empathy, leash, and a green snow cone. Boom, done. Go fighting blue hens. I dropped out of UD. Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't drop out. I was told, you can't come back, because you didn't pass this mythical test that we made up that we've always had here, and no one has failed in the last 7 years, except 4 of you failed, and you 4 happen to be the 4 graduate students who don't have a master's degree yet, especially since we've been mumbling all this time that we had too many graduate students this year. So let's think about this then, shall we? Fuck you. Alright. Musical break, because, like, I'm out of questions and I need a drink. Alrighty, let's see here. do I miss the astronomy? Oh, I still do the astronomy. I just don't do it as mathematical and as involved as I used to. I mean, I got to play with big, huge-ass telescopes and dry ice and photometers and run math and stuff like that. I miss doing that. I love crunching the problems and playing with it. And actually, my university apparently has now started a master's degree in space and or sciences, and I'm going to actually call them up and see when they're doing these classes. This is my class, so I might honestly be very serious at looking at getting a second master's degree. So I don't really miss the astronomy. I just don't have as many opportunities as I had before. Lee says, which is better for a softcore run, a Mr. A Jr. or a Jack Belt? Look at the moons. If the moons are going to be better than the Mr. A Jr., then use your Jack Belt. If it's not, then go with the Mr. A. Depends on what you want it for. What's the hardest class to do your first OxyCore in? There's a pretty much established loop that people have figured out with OxyCore that you can always then use the next item and the next item and the next item at that same time. And it goes Seal Clubber, Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, Pastamancer, because every item you get has to have a 75 main stat for your next run. And so that's the Oxy loop. I would also then suggest that you do a hardcore Seal Clubber right before you start Oxy, so that you have a shill on your first run. Makes life easy. PSU Plunk asks, do you think account 1 million will get something special, and when do you think it will happen? I believe that Jick and Scully said that what will a million get? Probably a disabling, because it'll be some spamming multi, and because there's some bounty on the head for it. Do I miss the Lim Observatory? Actually, yeah, I do. Do you think the flea market should be replaced? Yes, with what? That's up for Jick and Scully. Do you think the mini moon should affect holidays? Well, I thought it was going to. I thought it was at least going to affect stat days, but it didn't, because, you know, they couldn't get to balance right, so. Oh, well. Let's see here. I need to kill 3 minutes. And then I can hand off to Haplo. My university has a class called Internet Media 259, Pwning Noobs. We had a... At my university, we had a class called Physics and Human Affairs, which we lovingly called, those of us who are in the physics degree, physics programs for real, called it Physics for Poets and Lovers, which is pretty much about all that was in there. Your philosophy students, and your English majors, and your art majors, and the ones who would not touch normal science with a 10-foot pole, just like I would not touch Philosophical 101 with a 20-foot titanium steel spike. Let's see here. Fearful Ferret, you just become K-Mails. You might want to do buying blue messages next time. How do you buy raffle tickets? Oh my god, you're getting stupid now. Stop. So, Fearful Ferret, next time do a blue message. And I'll see you read them. Any chance of deadly radiation from the Grimmside items? Probably not. Who knows? Will they change south of the border? People will suffer ill effects. How about the hippies? Can you get possibly any more deformed? Nah. I'm going for the high mains now. I was wondering, do you have access to the Walk of Ages as a Seal Clubber if you have Noodlecraft? No. Are you really ever able to have access to make high mains all by yourself? Yes. If you get... Hey, I can do Pythagoras. That's math. Nietzsche is weird. If you have Pulverize and the 2-level 15 Mysticality class skills, then you can pulverize stuff, and if you get the nuggets from whatever you need from them, then you can basically cook them with your Scrimdelicious solution and then cook them on the walk. So yes, you can, but you can't combine any smaller pieces of stuff. No, Pythagoras is a mathematician. Would you all hate me if they nerfed the castle wheel, and if so, how could I redeem myself? Go send Urinal Cakes to Emily and Sonya, or just beat the crap out of one of the two. Thrillful Ferret, back to him. Put 100 billion by as many Mr. A's as possible, hoard them by many more as they are sold, then flood the market again at insanely cheap prices, a limit of one, and see how quickly the market is crashed. Yeah, you go do that. Because I'd be losing meat, and people would hate me. No. First question. About what is the average A of the KOL player? I'm going to go 25. What is the average mental A of the KOL... I can't talk. Mental age of the KOL player. Twelve. No. Pythagoras is a mathematician. No one cares about his philosophy. We all care about his triangle rule. So, bleh. I have to say, one of the best classes I ever took was one where it was, it was this colloquia, and it was looking at science and philosophy and how they meshed and how they changed and how they sometimes interacted and then how sometimes they were at odds with each other. And in science, there is this theory called causality, which basically says if one thing happens, it directly affects this other thing happening. For example, cat walks behind a couch. Later on, a cat comes out the other side of the couch. It's the same cat, right? Cat goes behind the couch. You can't see it. Same cat. Whereas there's a philosophy theory, and I don't remember which one because I don't really care because it was wrong. It basically says, cat goes behind couch. Cat vanishes because it no longer exists because you can't see it. Cat reappears. Poof, it's a new cat. And we're like, what the fuck idea is that? That's delusional. And the philosophers are going, yeah, that's this theory, blah, 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 and it's a hallmark. We're like, no wonder you people can't get jobs, because you think of delusional concepts. And then they turn it around, and they come up with this philosophy thing, which would make sense, and then science would just completely prove it wrong. We're like, well, wait, that makes no sense. Why should this not work with that? Because that makes logical sense. And it was real fun, because basically we got to really examine all philosophy and all science, and our like basic tenets, what you know, and how the basic tenets of science sometimes work with the basic tenets of philosophy, and sometimes just at, you know, at odds. It was pretty cool, but Schrodinger? No, that's wavelengths and particles. It was like Nietzsche or not existential. Who was the one who says? And I don't remember the theory of this. It exists if I can see it. If I don't see it, it does exist. Because I see no proof or have no proof that it is really there. That was the one that... Transcendentalism? Possibly. I don't remember. Poof, I have a different hand. I don't remember what that one is, but that was the thing, is that causality, which is a basic tenet of science, basically completely negated this basic tenet in one of the main concepts of philosophy, and I was like, whatever. And of course, the other great college class that I had was reading graffiti in Pompeii in my classics class, and you know, the For a Good Time Called Ginny that we have in our bathroom stalls, they did it back then too. Alright, I'm out of here. No. Schrodinger's cat theory is this. I'm sorry, Haplo, I've got to go over. No. This is Schrodinger's cat. Guys, trust me, this is a physics person. Schrodinger's cat is this. You have a cat in a box. Is a cat in the box is a ball of poison that's surrounded by detectors that's watching this one radioactive atom. The radioactive atom starts forming a waveform construct composite where it has decayed and has not decayed. And until you look at a waveform construct, it does not make a decision as to what it does. So the idea here then is that the particle is decayed and not decayed, therefore the detectors have and have not detected it, therefore the poison bottle has and has not been opened, therefore the cat is alive and dead at the same time. Okay? So basically, what that means is it's a microscopic tweak of quantum mechanics having an effect on a macroscopic world of general relativity, and there's a discontinuity there because a cat really can't be alive and dead. And so that's really why everyone's looking at this grand unified theory, because general relativity works great at big scales, quantum mechanics works excellent at small scales. When they mesh, bad things happen. Like asymptotes happen. Bad asymptotes happen, and science crashes. So, yes, Butsuri is right. It's a superposition of states until it's observed. So, what I'm talking about, something vanishes until it's seen, is not Schrodinger's cat. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry on this. So, all right. Stick to rocks for jocks, I guess. Sorry, Ultraviolet. All right, I'm out of here. I delayed Haplo already. Bye-bye.